Radio Krishna presents The Nectar of Devotion. Many people think that the final goal of spirituality is nirvana, emptiness, some bleak nothingness, or a mindless void of white light, without personal consciousness, without activity, without relationship, and without love and laughter. Not so, as the hearers of this program will discover. Present The Nectar of Devotion, a fascinating look at the yoga of bhakti, the path of devotion that has been practiced for thousands of years by great mystics and spiritual seekers. The Nectar of Devotion covers everything from the beginning stages of the search for truth to the most highly advanced realms of transcendental experience. This program goes beyond the limitations of empty religious sentiment and dry philosophical speculation, introducing the listener to the rich treasure house of spiritual thoughts and emotions that accompany true self-realization. Now, for your pleasure, The Nectar of Devotion.
Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all that be, the embodiment of bliss, destination of the pure devotee. He's the all-pervading truth, the eternally existing you, and he comes to take you home. Yes, he comes to take you home. Of the splendid he is splendor, he is victory and adventure, the good quality in all righteous men. Of creation, he's beginning, middle, and end. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of the senses, he mind. Among men he is the monarch of subduer, he is time. Of secrets he is silence, and he comes to end the violence that terrifies the earth. Yes, he's come and taken in the sound of his holy name. The Lord and his name are the same. That's the nature of the Absolute. And he comes to give his truth as he plays upon his flute.
splendid, he is splendor. He is victory and adventure. He's the good quality in all righteous men. And his love will never end. And his love will never end. Krishna, the supreme personality of God.
Welcome to Nectar of Devotion. In today's show, we're going to hear one of the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna. One of Lord Krishna's qualities is that he is a performer of wonderful activities. Such activities are going on eternally in the spiritual world, and information is given about them in the ancient scriptures of India, so that we too can enjoy and relish hearing these activities. Krishna's pastimes are a great impetus to spiritual devotion for souls that are always anxious to return to their original spiritual home. So sit back and enjoy yourself. We're going on a visit to the spiritual world.
We present a pastime of Lord Krishna, entitled, The Curse That Was a Blessing.
When child Krishna crawled through the courtyard, a 36,000-year curse turned into a blessing. Kuvera, the treasurer of the demigods, had two boys. As often happens with rich men's sons, young Nala Kuvera and Mani Griva, the names of the boys, became addicted to intoxication and sex. One day they went searching for their pleasures in a splendid garden on the bank of the Ganges. There on the bank of the holy river they got themselves drunk on liquor called Varuni, and singing noisily they wandered through fragrant flowers with beautiful young girls. Soon the young demigods and their companions plunged into the lotus-filled Ganges water. Nala Kuvera and Mani Griva were enjoying the company of the young girls, just as male elephants enjoy splashing and sporting with female elephants. But then the great sage Narada passed by, and at once the young girls felt ashamed and covered themselves with their dresses. Yet Nala Kuvera and Mani Griva were blinded with drink and false pride. They remained naked. When Narada saw how degraded the two young demigods had become, he felt compassionate and wanted to free them from their false enjoyment. So he decided to curse the boys in a way that would, in the end, prove to be a blessing. great sage Narada reflected to himself,
"Through their pious activities in past lives, these two souls have become the sons of the great demigod Kuvera. But now false pride and liquor have driven them mad, and they cannot even understand that their bodies are uncovered. So if they want so much to be naked, they should get direct experience by living in the bodies of trees. This will be a proper lesson for them." "I will arrange that despite their being in tree bodies, they will be able to remember their past sins. Not only that, but by my special favor, after thousands of years, they will see Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, face to face. And at that time, they will come back to their real position as his devotees."
After this, Narada went back to his ashram, his holy place, and Nala Kuvera and Manigriva turned into two twin Arjuna trees. By Narada's mystic powers, the trees grew at the very spot in Vrindavan village, where the courtyard of Krishna's childhood home was to be in the future. One day, 36,000 years later, Mother Yashoda was breastfeeding her baby Krishna. Suddenly, she noticed that the pot of milk she had been heating up was boiling over on the stove. So she put Krishna down and rushed to set things aright. Angered at being left alone, Krishna broke a pot of butter, ate part of the contents in a secluded place, and started feeding the rest to the monkeys. When Mother Yashoda found Krishna, she punished him by tying him to a large wooden mortar that she sometimes used for grinding spices. Lord Krishna was angry, and he thought to himself,
"First of all, Mother left without feeding me enough milk. That's why I broke the butter pot and gave the butter in charity to the monkeys. Now she has tied me to this mortar. So now I'll do something even more mischievous than before."
Krishna decided he would pull down the tall pair of trees in the yard behind the house. To fulfill the blessing curse of his great devotee, little Krishna crawled towards the trees, well aware of who they really were. Krishna thought to himself,
"Narada is my dear and affectionate devotee. Since he wanted me to come face to face with Nala Kuvara and Manigriva, I must surely do so." Of course, no one, not even the sons of the treasurer of the demigods, Kuvera, can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the strength of his prestige or high position. But Narada is my pure devotee, and he wanted the boys to see me, so I also desire the same thing.
Thank you. Krishna passed between the two Arjuna trees, and the big mortar that he was tied to turned crosswise somehow and struck between them. Then Krishna pulled on the rope with great strength, and the two trees, limbs and branches shaking, crashed to the ground. Out of the broken fallen trees came Nalakuvera and Manigriva, their purified bodies shining like fire and illuminating all directions. At once they came before child Krishna, and bowing respectfully they said,
"That Narada should deliver us by his curse was all your plan. You are the supreme mystic, and everything, past, present, and future, is known to you. Although we have stayed here for so long a time in the bodies of trees, at last you have come as only a small boy just to deliver us." O Lord, let us always simply serve your servants, especially Narada. It is by his grace and mercy that we have been able to see you face to face. From now on, may our words describe your pastimes. May our ears hear your glories. May our bodies work to please you. May our minds think of your lotus feet. And may our eyes gaze upon your devotees.
Krishna smiled broadly, and he spoke once more.
"I know that my pure devotee Narada has given you his causeless mercy, that he has saved you from false pride in your wealth and beauty. You are very fortunate, not only because you were cursed by him, but also because you had the great opportunity just to see him. When one is face to face with the sun, he is no longer in darkness. Similarly, if one is fortunate enough to see a great devotee like Narada Muni, then he is no longer in the darkness of ignorance."
Out of his compassion, Lord Krishna once again spoke to Nalakuvera and Manigriva.
"O Nalakuvera and Manigriva, because reawakened, your lives have now become successful. This is your last lifetime in the material world. Never again will you fall away from your loving devotional service unto me."
Manigriva walked around the Lord and bowed down before him again and again. Then they departed, and child Krishna sat there, still bound to the grinding mortar. Soon Krishna's Ananda Maharaj and all the neighborhood cowherd men and women arrived on the scene. They were astonished to see Krishna sitting between the fallen trees. What had happened? Had Krishna done this? But how could he have pulled down two gigantic trees? He is just a child. Who has actually done this? While the cowherd men were puzzling over the matter, the children who had been playing nearby said,
"Krishna crawled between the two trees, and the wooden mortar topsy-turvied and stuck there. Then Krishna pulled the rope, and the trees fell down. Finally, two shining men came out and talked with Krishna. We saw all of this with our very own eyes.
Most of the cowherd men found it impossible to accept that Krishna had uprooted the trees in such a wonderful way. But some of them believed the children and told Nanda Maharaj,
"Your little Krishna is different from the other children. He just might have done it."
Smiling, Nanda Maharaj untied the rope and freed his wonderful son from the grinding mortar. Today on Nectar Devotion, you heard one of Krishna's transcendental pastimes, a curse for the better, a curse that turned into a blessing.
Righteous men of creation, he's beginning, middle, and end.
This story was written down 5,000 years ago in the ancient Vedas of India and is meant to be an impetus for developing love for Krishna.
Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of the senses, he's the mind.
When one hears the transcendental pastimes and activities, the qualities and the personality of Krishna, he becomes devoted to Krishna, and devotion to Krishna is the perfection of life.
The secret is silence, and he comes to end the violence that terrifies. Yes, he's come and taken birth. In the sound of his holy name, the Lord and his name are the same. It's the nature of the Absolute, and he comes to give his truth as he plays upon his flute. Splendid, he is splendor, he is victory and adventure, he's the good quality in all righteous men, and his love will never end, and his love will never end. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God.
You've been listening to Nectar of Devotion, a program that introduces the listener to the rich treasure house of spiritual thought and emotions that accompany self-realization. Through love and pure pleasure, Nectar of Devotion brings one to the most highly advanced realms of transcendental experience. tune in again for our next in the series of Nectar of Devotion.